This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Musnad. So this hadith is azim jiddan. It is a great hadith because it is showing the virtue of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from the little that we do, that He will do what with it? What will He do with it? He'll increase it. He will increase it. And this can be analogous with what? Any other action of good. But this in particular, generally Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has the capacity to increase one's reward from a good deed. Right? What did the Prophet say? Al-hasanatu bi'ashri amthaliha. He said that a good deed can be up to 10 times that reward. Right? And even in another hadith, that it can even be even more than that. What's one of the names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that is associated with what we're talking about now? What's one name? Ash-Shakur? How? What does Ash-Shakur mean in English? The appreciative one, right? So what's the connection of Ash-Shakur with this hadith? With you saying subhanAllah 100 times and its reward is 1,000. And He appreciates the effort. And because you made the effort, what? He multiplies the reward. And there's a verse in the Quran with that. وَإِذْ تَأَذَّنَ رَبُّكُمْ لَأَنْ شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, and your Lord proclaimed that if you were to be thankful, that He will increase you. Even though Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is shakur, He is appreciative of the effort that you make. So His appreciation for your appreciation will increase you in many ways that we don't know. He said, لَأَزِيدَنُ, I will increase you. He didn't mention in what? Which also shows another name of Allah, that Allah is wasi'. He is abundant and He gives in abundance how He wills. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is saying here that one says tasbih mi'at marra, and he didn't mention where or particular time that the person says subhanallah 100 times. Right? They say it 100 times. Now is it that they have to say it all in one sitting or not? Allahu a'lam. This has been discussed. But if they say subhanAllah when you get in your car, subhanAllah, subhanAllah, just while you're driving, on the way to the masjid, subhanAllah, 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 subhanAllah. And while you're saying subhanAllah, you're glorifying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And you start to think of glorious things in your life. And you say subhanAllah, 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 subhanAllah. Because you will receive 1,000. So when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives you the reward, let's dip into this and then we'll conclude. When Allah gives you a reward, what's the manifestation of the reward? How is it shown? Allah says, I'll reward you. So if I tell my son, I'll reward you for washing the car. I didn't mention the reward, but the most important thing is that the reward, because the reward expresses what? Huh? Appreciation of the deed, but the reward, how is it done? If I say I will reward you for washing the car, you don't know what the reward will be. It may be money, right? It may be a car. It may be giving you the opportunity to drive the car for a week. You don't know what the reward will be, but it will be in your what? It will be in your fortune, right? Allah will, compensation, it will be in your fortune and something that you would want. Or, and this is the deep part, it may be something that you want and desire, or maybe something that you need. And the beautiful part about that is you don't know how He will reward you. So when we hear all these times, Allah will reward you for this, Allah, when you think about it, how will He reward me? He didn't mention how. He didn't mention the manifestation of His reward. The manifestation can be relinquishment of a sin that you've forgotten about. We talked about this, right? And you're not held accountable on it on the day of judgment. The relinquishment, the reward could be a dua that was answered. The reward could be something that happened to you, and subhanAllah, there was harm waiting for you, and you never knew. It could be the, and that's in Rahmah. We say Allah is Rahman. The mercy is withholding harm from you. There could have been so many, it could have been a person that was said something about you. It could have been someone wanted to do something to you. You know, there was one time, subhanAllah, a man was looking at the camera, reviewing the camera in his home. And he saw there was a thief. A thief coming to his home. And he was about to try to, something stopped him. Something stopped him, wallah. He turned around and he left. That's al-hafi, the protection of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we don't know the way Allah rewards. The most important thing is that Allah said He would. The Prophet ﷺ said He would. And that should be the incentive for the Muslim to do the action of khair. And then lastly, looking at the minutiae of the how small this, how easy this is for us, is just vocalizing, subhanAllah, 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 subhanAllah. So, and while you're saying it, hopefully by the 10th time you're saying it, you're thinking about it. And you think of the glory of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us of those that glorify Him in secret and in open. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward us for our efforts of coming here to the masjid and listening to the Quran and listening to the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and saying the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala continuously. Barakallahu feekum. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.